My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Steve Stockman. He represents the Lone Star State's 36th Congressional District. Of course, it was Fort Hood in Texas on Wednesday that once again, for the second time in less than 5 years, was the site of a gunman targeting soldiers on that base. Less than 5 years after Major Nadal Hassan killed 13 people and wounded dozens of others, another soldier has killed at least three others, in addition to himself, as many as 16 people injured. Congressman Stockman is responding to this by saying it is time for Congress, past time in fact, to allow soldiers to carry weapons on base so they can defend themselves if situations like this arise. And sir, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Safe Military Bases Act, which you actually introduced back in September, probably in connection with the Navy Yard shootings, I would guess. Tell our listeners real quickly what the bill would do.
Well, for many decades, our military was allowed to carry weapons on the base. They're trained, they're experienced, and we trust them to fend off evildoers and other people trying to attack our nation. And this would reinstate that right to carry a weapon. For 20 years, they lost that right. And since those 20 years have ensued, we've had killings on the base. And I can assure you, in Texas, had this individual went out in, say, in a public area and tried to do that, there'd have been many Texans which would have returned fire.
This change in Department of Defense policy that you mentioned actually took effect in the early weeks of the Clinton administration, 1993. It was actually signed off on during the final months of the George H.W. Bush administration. What rationale did they give back then?
Well, I think for whatever reason, and I don't know the thinking of Bush at that time, but in reality, the comments I'm hearing from people that supported that was primarily they think that they're young people and they shouldn't have guns on base. But the ironic thing is since we have the ban in place, we've had more deaths because people see it as a soft target and they want to make a statement because Fort Hood is one of the largest bases in the nation. And it's a soft target and easy to shoot because everybody's disarmed.
As I mentioned, you first introduced this back in September. What sort of progress or reaction has that legislation gotten already?
Well, believe it or not, we've gotten more co-sponsors since this tragedy occurred in Texas at the base. And I want to say, by the way, our thoughts and prayers are with the families and the loved ones that lost somebody. And we're doing this more, I'm doing this to defend people, not because I hate them, but because I love them. And in fact, the congressman from that area, Roger Williams, actually choked up when he was talking about, you know, the people that lost their lives. So this is not something that we take lightly. We want to see people survive, and we think the best way to do that is to give the people that are being shot at an opportunity to shoot back in a way that they were trained.
Back in the wake of the 2009 shooting at Fort Hood, General Ray Odierno, the Army Chief of Staff, appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Senator Lindsey Graham seemed to be advocating exactly what you are, allowing military members to arm themselves on base. And so he asked General Odierno his thoughts on that, and here's what the general had to say.
I believe that that we have our military police and others that are armed, and I believe that's appropriate. I believe that allows us the level of protection necessary. Although we carry arms quite regularly overseas when we're deployed and do it on a regular basis, I believe back here in the United States it's more appropriate that we leave it to that, sir.
Obviously, you disagree with him, sir. What do you make of his argument?
Well, he works for the commander-in-chief, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. As a friend of mine, Pete Olson, who was in the military and is also on my bill, he said, I brought this very issue up to him. He said, Steve, he works for the commander-in-chief. He's not going to contradict what the commander-in-chief says. And he's being a good soldier and restating the policy. And I think if you listen to him in that clip, he really is very much demure in what he's saying. It's not an emphatic statement. It's more almost factual as opposed to his own opinion.
Why do you think the administration would be opposed to changing this back to the way it was 22 years ago?
Well, it's because this administration is always for more gun control. I don't think there's a situation in which he doesn't think more gun control is bad. If he had his way, Obama, I think, clearly articulates that nobody would have a weapon and that only people would have weapons is the RRS agents and people like that.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Steve Stockman. Sir, have you talked with many different military leaders or rank-and-file soldiers about what they would like to see at these installations?
Yeah, actually we get a lot of calls, especially when we do your show or other people's show, and it's overwhelmingly positive. And people may not be aware, but in Texas, we have a right to carry, and you will notice that these kind of things don't happen as often as they used to, because had he done this off base, he would have probably had a shorter duration in his ability to shoot people.
Now that this has happened once again, you're collecting more co-sponsors. Have you had any conversations with Speaker Boehner, Leader Cantor, about this legislation seeing the floor?
To be honest with you, I think in this mode of Congress in which now we're turning to elections, I don't think that will become a paramount issue. But I think as time goes on and more people are injured, this is going to seem like more of a rational thought. They try to demonize it as irrational, but it actually is very rational. When we walked out the building just now, I just voted. There were three people there with fully automatic weapons, and it could kill a lot of people. And if we as congressmen expect to be protected, I would think that we should allow our soldiers no less, but to allow them to protect themselves.
And the soldiers that you've talked to, are they frustrated? And some see irony in the fact also that these are the people that have committed to defending our nation using major weapons if necessary, yet at their day-to-day work, they're not allowed to use them.
Yeah, and most of them say to me, please don't use my name. I don't want to get in trouble, but, and then they go on to say, this is crazy. Please let us have the right to defend ourselves. And I think that the ones that were lost yesterday, I wish they had the right to protect themselves.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. Again, our condolences to those at Fort Hood, their families, and your entire state. This is the second time you've had to go through this in less than 5 years, and obviously it takes a long time to heal. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Texas Republican Congressman Steve Stockman represents his state's 36th congressional district. He is also the sponsor of the Safe Military Bases Act. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.